Hashem, my dear friend of Nachman Fried was telling me, he said, you have to know, when we're learning Rabbi Nachman, to be aware that we're not just changing ourselves now, that Rabbi Nachman is giving us tools, that we're changing our future generations, we're changing our children, and our children's children, and our children's children's children, lenetzach. This is not an isolated experience. This is something which is rewiring the circuitry in order that our generations will be completely transformed. So that's pretty geschmack. It's good to know that. And I have hoda'ah. I'm so thankful for that reality, that we're changing generations with these teachings and these Torahs. And we're speaking about saying thank you. Being people of hoda'ah, being people of thanks. We're going to go into the words of King David today. We're going to see that Rav Nachman weaves a number of ideas together here, and we want to start to make the link between all these ideas that he weaves together. So Rav Nachman says the following: V'zeh b'chinas arba tzrichen lahoydes. This is what the Gemara teaches us, that there's four people that have to say thank you. And we mentioned this briefly yesterday. The simple meaning of these four people are people that come out of prison or out of captivity, people that go through a desert and survive, people that cross an ocean and survive, and people that are going through Yisurim, a terrible sickness, illness, and they get well. When you get well from one of those experiences, the Gemara says, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we'd bring a Korban Toida. We'd bring a Korban Toida. Which meant that you would come down right here to Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. You'd go to the Mamila Boutique Korban Hotel over there, the Korban, you know, all the little boutique shops in Mamilla. You'd get yourself a nice Betsy. And you'd come up to the Beis HaMikdash and you'd bring your Korban Toida. And it came with a lot of breads, because it wasn't just about saying thank you and having the party to yourself. You made sure when you brought your Korban Toida that you shared with everybody else. That it was a ganze freilich Sudas Hoida. That is the din of Korban Toida. Now, these four people that we just mentioned, and it's found in the Rosh HaTevis, Chaim, Kol HaChaim, Yoiducha, Sela Chaim, Chavush, somebody in captivity, Yud, Yisurim, pain, Yud, Yam, Mem, Midbar, Kol HaChaim, Yoiducha, Sela, all life gives thanks to you. So these four people were spoken about in the words of King David himself. Which Tehillim were they spoken about? In Tehillim, says Rabbeinu, Shehem Mefoyroshim B'Mizmor Kuf Zayin. 107. Now it suggests, let the Olam take out a Tehillim. They have on the side there in the art scrolls. Let's see the words of King David. So it's Torah Beis. Tinyana, in the English edition, it is on page 71 on the English edition, on the bottom part, 71 on the bottom. If that's the non-English edition, then you find it, 107. Then you find on 34 in this edition, and you can take this, 34. Sure, thank you. 107, so King David says like this. Now, by the way, anybody know when Jews particularly say this capital of Tehillim? Erev Shabbos Kodesh. specifically in Hasidic circles, mincha, before mincha of Erev Shabbos. That's why when you get to a Hasidic shul on Erev Shabbos, and it looks like they started davening, but you haven't heard Asherah yet, you're like, is this mincha? Like, what's going on here? They're like, you got some time. It's like, yeah, it is mincha, but like, and then usually 10 minutes later, Asherah, oh, okay, mincha, okay, here we go. So they say this kapitel, they say this Tehillim, Hoydel Lashem ki toiv ki le'olam chastai. Give thanks to God, because God's kindness is forever. God's kindness is forever. Always. La'olam chastai. Now, King David, in this kapitel Tehillim, when we're talking about Hodu, saying thank you, he addresses these four people. So look at Dalid. Who would Dalid be referring to? Pasuk Dalid. In Dalid, inside the Tehillim. So what does Pasuk Dalid say? Tov Vamidbar, they wandered in the wilderness. Bishimain Darech. They wandered in the wilderness in the desolation of the path. And they found no inhabited city.
So?
They're lost. People that are lost in the Midbar, in the desert. So King David is addressing those people. If you go down to Pasuk Yud, so that's Midbar. We have people that are lost. If you go down to Pasuk Yud, inside the Tehillim, Yoshve Choshech V'Tzalmovis, those who sat in darkness and the shadow of death, shackled in affliction and iron. Those are people that are in captivity. Shackled, very, sit in dark death. So that would be people that are chavush. Then King David in Yud Ches, if you look down to Yud Ches, Kol oichel tesa'ev nafsham v'yagiu ad sharem moves. What's that speaking about? Their soul abhorred all food, and they rejected until the portals of death.
Illness.
It's interesting that people that are ill don't want to eat.
Yeah. You think they would want to eat more?
You think this will help you? And they're like, eat. I can't eat. And they get well from that. They say thank you. And who's the last one? Look at Chaf Gimel 23. Yorde Hayam Ba'aniyos, those that go into the sea in boats. Oysa Melocha B'mayim Rabim, they do their work in great mighty waters. Those are the ones who are saved from the sea, and they say thank you also. Now it's always very moving to me, because look at the next pasuk, Chaf Dalad. So it's talking about those that go to sea in their boats and they do their work in these mighty waters. Heimaro Mase Hashem, v'nifla oisav b'mitzula. They're the ones that see wondrous. They've seen the deeds of Hashem and His wonders in the watery deep. Who are the ones that have emunah? The seafarers, that they go out to sea and they see that the wondrous salvations that Hashem brings them, there's a certain amount of emunah. Now, why do we say this on Erev Shabbos? So the Sfarim say that what is really happening is that on the 6 days of the week, we go through all of these. We go through the desert. We go through the mighty waters. We go into captivity. And we also go through tremendous Yisurim. The 6 days of the week trap us in many ways. The entire kapitel, though, ends, Mi achacham v'yishmar eile. Whoever is wise, let him note these things, and they will comprehend the kindness of Hashem. Whoever is wise and understands everything that I'm saying, that as the 6 days of the week are passing, and you're moving through the midbar, and you're moving through and out of captivity, the captivity of the body, the captivity of my psychology that's trapping me, that I move through that, there's going to be something about you do that through being yisboinenu chazdei Hashem, by thinking about the kindness of Hashem. That's like the end of the whole kapitel. Thank you, Hashem, all the challenges, and then the wise person will really meditate on the kindness of Hashem. That's almost summing up the strategy and the technology, how to move successfully through these things. Okay, let's go back into Reb Nachman. You always have to learn King David. And if we have to think about why Rabbeinu was tying in King David to Arba Tzrichim L'Hoydus. We saw that's clear. He's talking about that. That's the makor of Arba Tzrichim L'Hoydus. Yeah?
Because King David is master of halacha.
Okay, oh, we're going to see King David is the master of halacha. You know, King David was an Orthodox rabbi. People forget that. Like, was it? Oh, yeah, he was, wasn't he? Yeah. Not only that, he was the greatest Orthodox rabbi ever. It's true, Moshe is big. But King David is Malchus. King David is the king. And the Gemara says about King David, and we'll see this in a minute in Rav Nachman, that it says about King David that King David was paskin halacha. He was an Orthodox rabbi. He was a posek. He's the posek ador. And the Gemara says about King David, halacha kamoisa b'kol makom, that the halacha followed David always. Whatever David's psak was, that was it. You know, there was no one of these signs that would go up like in the Hashem, you know, like, the psak is like this and not like that. No, the psak was like David. They would just put up signs, David. David, just everyone knows what his psak was. But the halacha was kamoisoi b'chol mokim, period. So let's see that. Shehem mefoirashim b'mizmor kuf zayin. Shesim b'soifam. That they conclude, Mi chacham, who is the chacham, who is the wise man? The wise one, v'yishmar eile, who guards these things, v'yisboinenu chazdei Hashem. The one that meditates on the kindness of God. Chazdei Hashem, what are the kindnesses of God? Ze b'chinas halachas. This is halacha. Now Rav Nachman made another move. What about halacha is kindness, is chesed. This is for you and I to now meditate on. Because King David gave us a technology of moving through all the challenges of life. And we say this Erev Shabbos as we're shedding all of the challenges of the 6 days of the week. But only the one who is v'yishmar eile, v'yisboinu chazdei Hashem, who can meditate on the kindness of God. So then Rav Nachman said the kindness of God is halacha. So what about the kindness of God is halacha? What's the connection of the kindness of God and halacha? The way of learning Likutei the Maran is thinking about these things. Rav Nachman is for us. If he made that connection, it means there's wondrous secrets there.
You wouldn't think that?
Many times, but that's not kind.
It's
cramping my style. I don't think the kids say that anymore, but you know, whatever. We used to say it.
That's not right.
It doesn't seem to be kindness.
It helps you live a good life.
Oh. So, halacha, which we said is halicha, is how you walk. And we said halacha is the pleasures of the world to come. And we said halacha is saying thank you. That I now have direction, I have a course that I could set, I know where I'm going, Could there be any, I think in Pshat, could there be any better kindness, greater kindness than knowing halacha? Let's say you don't know what to do.
But like stam halacha.
Let's say you're stuck in a situation. Yeah. And there's somebody in the room that knows the halacha. And you feel stuck. Can I put the cholent back into the blech on Friday night? And the guy, I don't know. Like, and one of the, I'm not a rabbi. Like, I don't know. Like, and one of the other guys is like, it's mutter. And you're like, thank you. Thank you. We will eat Shabbos day. Hot food. Unlike the Karaites and the Tzedukah. We will eat hot food. What a kindness. What a kindness that you know what to do. Now imagine more challenging situations. A person has to think, halacha is literally the absolute crystallized will of God. When you're following halacha, you know exactly what God wants you to be doing. Sometimes Rabbi Dovber speaks about this. He says, you know, when I'm making Kiddush on a Friday night, I know at that moment, I'm exactly doing the will of God. There's no other doubt in my mind if I should be in Cinema City, if I should not be making Kiddush, if I should be playing a board game. I know exactly at that second that this is undiluted will of God. What a kindness to my soul. I'm clear about life. That's a whole new way of thinking about halacha.
Get rid of doubt.
It gets rid of doubt. Doubt, gematria, amalek.
Wow.
That's doubt. That's amalek. Gets into me, I don't know what to do, I don't know. Once you have halacha, you're a free man. You're a free man. You know what to do. Is there any greater kindness? But I have to be like King David is saying, and of course the words of King David are so layered. I heard one time from a big tzaddik that the world is organized with what's called sinoiris, pipelines of energy, of how God brings the infinite light from the creator, sustainer of heaven and earth to create, run, manage all the worlds. And they come through these spiritual pipelines. The organization of the spiritual pipelines is exceptionally important in order that blessing should flow to the world. When, God forbid, a person does an aveira, it breaks the pipes and it lets energy go to not a good direction. God forbid. The complete system aligned properly, where every pipe is going exactly in the right place, where blessing arrives at its final destination, that entire system is called Sefer Tehillim. I'm not messing with you. Whenever in doubt, just say Tehillim. You're reorganizing all the pipes. Everything. Everything.
Why,
Mamish.
Why Tehillim?
It's a shock.
King David understood the entire system with all the secrets and wove into Tehillim how to realign every single pipe.
Can you repeat
the pipe
analogy?
The pipes. They're not just simple pipes, you know what I'm saying? They're spiritual. They're not physical. That's right. Now, they're not that. That's also a mashal. That's right. And it's not when your plumber comes to your house, we shouldn't need this, and there's a situation going on that he's doing holy work, that something is stooped up there. And that's a problem. Everybody knows when the pipes are not flowing, it's problematic. And it gets problematic quick. Okay? We had a problem before Sukkot. I'm not playing with you. It was a problem. And like, my wife just said, I'm going to bed. This just better be taken care of. It was like 1 a.m. and it was, stuff was happening. She's just like, I'm gonna go to bed and make and believe everything's just gonna be okay. Because I got Yom Tov to make and the kitchen is a swimming pool. Okay? And not just the kitchen. So
it's good amuna.
Yeah, she just said it's all gonna be fine.
So you just
said, I don't know if it's amuna me, but I think I said no, she knew. Which is also nice, but she believes in God in a very strong way. So she knew it was gonna be okay. Do you understand when that plumber came and he opened up the pipes and all of a sudden all the situation went in the right direction as opposed to all over my house? Do you understand how big of a blessing that was, that the pipes were aligned properly? So that's an analogy down here. Up there, it means that blessing is coming to countries, that crops are growing properly, that there's energy of happiness coming to the world, financial blessing, and that it's going to the right places. If financial blessing is going to, God forbid, an evil person, that's a misaligned pipe, because he's not going to take that blessing and use it properly. But when the financial blessing goes to somebody, I always think to myself, what would Reb Noach Weinberg do with $1 billion? What would the Rashiva do with $1 billion? You understand what I'm saying? He would build God's kingdoms. And therefore, that's right. The fact that it's not, we're not exactly, we got millions, but we don't have billions. The fact that it's yet, I mean, trillions. Hashem has a shortage of money? What's the problem? Once that's moved in the right direction, that's called aligning pipes. So, from the Or Ein Sof, God created pipes called the Eser Spheres. Those are pipes. That's a technology of aligning that all blessings should come in the right direction. The way that you align the pipes to be a cosmic plumber is to say Tehillim.
It's the tree of life.
Yeah.
What if you don't understand
it? Even if you don't understand it, King David said, you're aligning the pipes. Mm-hmm. To the degree that you do understand it, you're making moves. You're making big moves. Yeah, and?
What are the pipelines of book four?
So each of the books correspond to different things. Each of the days of the week correspond to different things. Day four is the fourth book of the Torah, corresponds to everything to do with Bamidbar. Bamidbar has a lot of There's a lot of. I'll borrow one of my friend's words, cheekiness. There's a lot of interesting things that go on in Bamidbar. Deep stories, deep psychological incidences that need to be worked through. When you say the seven sections correspond to the 7 days of the week, which correspond to the seven lower spheres. So if I want to activate chesed in the world, the first book of Tehillim, as a general sense, will start aligning the pipelines of chesed. And as you go into open the art school, like on page one, they say, you know, if you are in need of finding your soulmate, so say these Tehillim. If you're in need of finding, you know, everyone says that one. If you're in need of finding this, if you want to get out of times of trouble, say this. He aligned all the pipes. Everything's aligned.
He was a plumber.
Yeah, he's a cosmic plumber. And an Orthodox rabbi. It's not a stira.
And a king.
And a king. And a poet. And a musician. And a warrior.
Oh, wow.
David's the greatest Jew ever. The greatest Jew ever.
He had a great resume.
He did everything. He did everything. Resume. He did everything. And humanity loves David. Everybody knows that David is
and
the
why
one.
Why is that? Why does the whole
Because David went through all the experiences that a human being could ever go through. He went through everything. That's why everybody reads to him and they say, David, you feel me. You get me.
It's true.
You get me. Because he went through every single human experience. And he helped to align the pipe back from the tsar, mimamakim karasich Hashem, from the depths to aligning it back on course. So when King David says at the end of Hoydel Hashem Ki Tov, that v'yisboinenu chaz de Hashem, that you should think about the chesed, so Rav Nachman now connects that chesed is halacha. That's halacha. Okay, he's going to make another connection to this, which is just beautiful.
You should men retain him.
Men, of course. Women naturally feel very connected to healing. For sure men should retain
him. Why do women love healing so much?
Because David is from the Sira Malchus, which is a feminine space. So women naturally feel connected. King David had all the energy. He had everything. But because he's Malchus, Malchus is a female sphere. So women are naturally connected.
Is that the significance of him living 70 years as well? Beyond what we say that, you know, Aboriginal gave him 70 years, like 70, like 10 years for each, like 10
yes.
years for each.
Yes.
Really?
Mm,
sure.
And the 70 nations of the world.
Oh.
70 languages.
Oh.
But he took the 70 and he made it one. That's the idea. If Yossel was here, that's his favorite Torah. It's all about going from the Ayin, the letter Ayin, to the letter Aleph. Mm-hmm. Ayin, right? Ayin. Mm-hmm. He asked the Sephardi guys, how do you say Ayin? Ayin. Shma. The Ayin, Ba'al Givurot. So the Ayin, the Ayin and the Aleph are very similar. It's just that the Ayin is more of a guttural. It's a little bit more in the world of physicality. Whereas the Aleph is a very clean letter. You don't Aleph. You don't, the Ayin is like an Aleph that's come and been made more physical. It's the descent of the one into the 70. And that's why it says that when Adam and Chava in Gan Eden, after they ate from the Eitz Hadas Tovara, so what do we see happen to them?
Separated.
They felt separation consciousness, and it says that Hashem gave them kosnus or, gave them kotnot, clothing of or. Or al ayin vav resh, which means skin, like leather, or prestige. They gave them a leather. Simply means they gave them a body. They gave them a body of ore. An ore, which is a bit serpentine. You know, it's a bit reptilian. Before that, they didn't have this skin as we know it.
I thought they did have it, they just weren't kind of viewing it. They weren't like it. I don't know
what's happening. So that's the deeper secret. So Rebbe Meir says that when they ate, they got kosnus or with an aleph. They got clothing of light. They got clothing of light. So they told Rebbe Meir, they said, your Sefer Torah says aleph in it. It's not kosher. It's supposed to say ayin. So Rebbe Meir said, you don't understand. It's with an aleph. And they said, Rebbe Meir, you're too high for us. Like, you're just... It said that Rabbi Meir would be Meir Einei Chacham B'Halacha. B'Halacha. He was trying to bring Halacha from the Ayin back to the Aleph. From the Pu'ulus Mishtanus back to the Echad HaPoshel. He was trying to unify back, but the rabbis couldn't understand. And in the end of days, we'll see that it really is with an Aleph. But that's the descent down from 1 into 70. That's the descent coming down into the 70. David HaMelech was in the 70 and unifying back to the 1. So v'yisboinenu chazdei Hashem is halacha, and then he makes a move. Watch this move. K'moy sha'am rabbi sein zechoyin levrachem. Like the rabbis teach us, the Gemara in, our favorite Gemara, Ksubis. Tzadi vav amad aleph. Kedai to go see this Gemara. Very interesting Gemara. It says like this. Kol ha-moinei ha-talmidoi mil-shamshoi. Anybody who is a great rabbi, and he prevents his students from serving him. It's like, no. Or he pushes students away. The student wants to help him, bring him a drink, maybe observe the way that he is keeping halacha, observe his actions. He tries to lock himself away. He prevents the student from being able to help him, says the Gemara. Ki'ilu moinei mimenu chesed. It's like he's withholding kindness from the student. So what's the connection there? The Gemara says anybody who pushes his students away from helping him, it's like he's not giving the student chesed. I would have thought the opposite. He's not letting the student give him chesed. He wants to give his Rebbe a coffee, shkoyach. He wants to give his Rebbe whatever. And the Rebbe's like, no. So, okay, you didn't want to receive the chesed. But it says, no, you prevented him from receiving chesed.
What's the pshat?
Mm-hmm. Shenemar. And then it says, Lamos mere'eyu chasid. Lamos means he's preventing himself from his friend from having the chesed. Pasukin Eoiv. So here, the Mefarshim explain. The Marsha, go look up the Mefarshim on this Gemara in Ksubas. They explain, when you don't let your Talmud help you, what is the whole Talmud-Rebbe relationship all about? It's about that the Talmud is watching the Rebbe and learning halachas from the Rebbe. When you observe the Rosh Yeshiva, you're watching halacha, you know, in action. You're watching it. You're in the flow of halacha. And specifically things that maybe you thought you learned a piece in Shulchan Aruch, and you have pshat in the halacha, but you see the Rosh Yeshiva is doing something like, wait a second, how does that work? You didn't understand because the Rama didn't paskin like that, the Mishnah Berurah didn't go like that, and he's actually living real-time halacha with the real psak now. Things that you might not have figured out yourself because he's so deep in the emek of halacha, in the valleys of halacha. He's deep in what halacha is in a living, breathing way. That until you're mishamesh someone who was mishamesh someone who was mishamesh someone who was mishamesh Moshe Rabbeinu, then you don't have the mesorah of living halacha yet. And therefore, if a Rebbe pushes him away, he's like, but Rebbe, I'm getting real-time halacha from you. That's what it means. Anybody who's moineya, his Talmud, Milashamshay, is preventing him from getting chesed, halacha. So we see this is all connected, that chesed, he's holding back chesed. Because what was the chesed that he should have been getting? Halacha. So Rav Nachman's connecting halacha and chesed. He has a gemara to make the connection. We said that halacha is the pleasures of the world to come. You start weaving all of these points together. The pleasure of the world to come is being able to say thank you. And we're putting all the pieces here together. V'shimish chachamim zebechines halachas. When you serve tzadikim, you're learning halachas. Shehem bechines chazded David. These are the kindnesses of David. And David is specifically associated with kindness, because he's specifically associated with the last word in halacha. That's the kindness. So when King David said, the wise man will guard these things and think about chesed, he meant chesed of halacha. And the halacha will get you through these four tsaras. There's a whole technology happening here. And one of the ideas is that when you're learning a specific Torah in Rav Nachman organized the Torah that you go so deep into the Torah, you start swimming in the waters of the Torah, that wherever you are, you start thinking to yourself, Hashem, I need an etzah, help me out. Woven within the Torah is the prescription. Woven within the Torah is the prescription, is the antidote.
Is Rav Nachman always pull from legitimately everywhere?
Everywhere, yeah. Everywhere. He is holding in everything. And he makes connections that were not spoken about until he came to the world. Everywhere. Eoiv. Nach. What he does with Nach. Who learns Nach? Nachman. He's a man of Nach. He's a Nach man. He's a man of Nach. It's everywhere Nach. It's mamish everywhere. I'll just read you something from Lakute Halachas. So it says like this. David asa kol yom of b'tayr. David was learning, you don't have this, it's part of Lakute Halachas. David was learning his entire life Torah. Be'bechines Torah's chesed. Shehu bechines chazde David ne'emonim. That the kindness of David is faithful. It's forever. Ki David haya masik shmaitza aliba dehilchasa. The way that David would learn was specifically that he would learn to get to halacha. There's learning that doesn't get to halacha. Sfek sfeka. What's the halacha? Mashkin lebezin? Yes? No? What's the halacha? So we, I'm in the sugya. What's the halacha? So the way of learning what's called the Liba de Hilchasa, and that's why this is Das, which Reb Nachman's been speaking about, is that I would have thought that Torah is Das. It is, but the ultimate Das is clarity, is halacha. You could learn a sugya, but if you're not clear on the halacha, there's still something that's slippery. Once you're learning aliba de hilchasa, that it comes into halacha, can you sell a sefer Torah for achnasas kala?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, you know the halacha. Can you sell it to Tobias, a road?
No.
Oh. So it's not just I'm learning it, but I didn't. It's aliba de hilchasa. So that was the Chaz de David. Kamoisha Kosov. Vahashem imo. The Pasuk says that God was with David. Such a nice Pasuk. God is with David. Hashem imo. Shahalocha kamoisa. Okay, there's a whole piece here. Let's go back inside the Torah. Says Reb Nachman. Shahalocha kamoisa. Kamoisha omer rabbi sein zechon levroch. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. With Yosef, with David, because Yosef is Yosoid, and Yosoid goes right into Malchus. So the Pasuk says in Shmuel, it says, Vahashem imo. It's Samuel. It says, Hashem is with David. Shahalocha kamoisai. That the halacha always followed David. Vizeh Hashem imo. This is what it means that Hashem is with David. What does it mean that Hashem is with him? So it means simply that the halacha followed David. But imo means like close to. So what do we say in the beginning of the Torah? We said halacha is kindness. Halacha is also halacha is todah, is saying thank you. I'm thankful that I know what to do.
And praising.
And praising is clarity. So we said when you know what to do and when you could say thank you, we connected those all together in the beginning of the Torah. Then anybody who could say thank you is close to that person. Mm-hmm. And we said the entire pleasures of the world to come is the experience of saying thank you deeper and deeper to Hashem, or acknowledging more and more of the infiniteness of God. So go deeper now into the words Vahashem imo. Hashem is with David, not only because we paskin like David, Hashem is with David, that David is close to Hashem. Because when you could say Todah, which is halacha, you're getting closer and closer. David was the closest. Hashem imo, Hashem is with him, mamish. Shesamuch v'karuv l'Hashem yisbolach. David is so close to God. He's so samuch, he's so bonded to Hashem through his das. Bechinas, and what's this the bechina of? Shashua ilam haba, which is the pleasures of the world to come. The pleasures of the world to come. King David is in a good place up there. It says, David Barosh, that the Gemara says that they were walking through Gan Eden, and they said, but who's walking first up there? Like, who's leading? It said, David Barosh. King David is...
How do they walk up there?
It's spiritual.
They like saw
a recognition of who's sitting on the throne. Who's giving the shear? Who's the one that's...
In the
Masiv to the Rekia. You know, David HaMelech has a yeshiva up there. Mm-hmm. The Arizal could go there. It's a very beautiful place.
That's cute.
Down here.
Exactly. That King David has a yeshiva up there, and it says that the Arizal could go there. He could go at any yeshiva. Sometimes it says, and they write it out, that sometimes he would go to Rabbi Meir's yeshiva, sometimes to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's yeshiva, sometimes he would go to Moshe Rabbeinu's yeshiva, sometimes to David, sometimes to Hashem's yeshiva. Now the question some people say is, if you can go to Hashem's yeshiva, why would you go anywhere else? So the answer is because Hashem said that the Torah of those that earned it, that came to those Torahs themselves, there's a preciousness of those Torahs. The Yena Shel Torah, that it says is even more precious, the Dirabonans, that Hashem says is more precious to me than, so to speak, the Deraisa, that there's a sweetness that Hashem gets a nachas from our Torah. And therefore the Torah that we developed down here, which we talked about yesterday, which is the Chiddush in Halacha, to Machadesh, finding the inner meanings that Hashem did not reveal, that He waited for us to discover those inner ta'amim. Our own Chiddushim in Torah is so precious to Hashem. And the Arizal knew this, and therefore he wanted to hear the Chiddushim of Torah, Rabbi Meir, of King David. Now Rav Nachman makes another move. U'bishvil zeh, and because of everything we just spoke about, mechuna ha-toyde b'shem halacha. So saying thank you is called halacha. Now, we said, when do we bring a toyde?
Korban.
A korban todah. We said when we come, the four people come, out of their pain, they bring their korban todah. Arba tzrich and lahaydas. Ki toyde mevien m'sheyotzen mitzara. Because you bring a toyde when you come out of a pain. Like we mentioned before.
Before the gomel?
Before gomel, yes. Nowadays we make a gomel.
Yeah, saying the gomel replaces
that. Yes, it replaces us going to the Beis HaMikdash and going to the Manila boutique korban shops to get Betsy to go to Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays we make a gomel. Nowadays we make a gomel. Rav Nachman's about to take this into a wondrous place where he's going to bring us into our bodies and he's going to speak about the experience of when a pain happens to us, where does that pain get centralized? It gets centralized in the heart. He's about to talk about our heart. He's about to talk about our circulation. He's about to talk about blood, what that means. He's about to talk about physiologically what happens to the body when a pain occurs and how physiologically Hashem made it that circulation changes, that when a person goes through a pain, his heart starts beating faster, which is an interesting psychological, physiological manifestation of when there's challenge. He's about to say that all of that has meaning. All of that is actually supposed to teach you about something, about how to move through this world. He's about to teach us about how, when we get out of the pain, and essentially he's about to teach us how to move through the pain. How to get to a place that when the pain is happening, and my heart is beating, and my circulation has shifted, how can I now move through that? And that actually the moving through that, which is something that humanity goes through, everybody goes through challenges, that the moving through that will actually birth something even greater into the world. And that the pain itself, even though we say chas v'shalom, as it's about to teach us, that's not something that we want, but the pain can actually bring about something much greater, and we're going to learn what that is. We're on a journey, my friends. What did we see today? And like we mentioned before, as we're learning these Torahs, Rav Nachman is coming in and he's like, we think we're over here, but he's doing like some surgery over here and he's fixing a few things up. And we don't even realize, but we're starting to allow healing to happen. Because when you're learning the words of a tzaddik, it says that when we learn the words of a tzaddik, sif soy sam doivois bekever, it says the lips of the tzaddik are moving in the ground. Now, we don't literally mean they're moving. We mean, though, that the tzaddik is alive. The tzaddik is alive, and the tzaddik is close. And therefore, there is a power that's happening through the learning of the words of the tzaddik, that we're awakening great, great energy that's here to help us, that Hashem sent these great lights to the world for our benefit. And we saw today that the pleasures of the world to come are connected to saying thank you. And we said that the pleasures of the world to come are connected to halacha. That halacha simply is that which is going to take me to the world to come. It's the guidebook how to get there.
Well, because when you think, like you start imagining everything Hashem gave you, or like, how does it take you to the world to come?
We said the entire world to come is a process of acknowledging that we said if a person can't say thank you, they're like separate. They're disconnected from something that's giving to them. And therefore the opposite. If someone can say thank you, they're aware and they're close.
Of what they have.
Oh, so the world to come,
relationship.
That's right, of the relationship. The world to come is one experience of going deeper and deeper, acknowledging, and we're talking about infinite giving of God, the infinite kindness of God, and the acknowledgement for eternity. That's the, and those are the pleasures of the world to come. And then we said that we say thank you when we come out of a pain. And we went through Kuf Zayin. We went through King David explaining the four categories of challenge, which is all challenges in the world are one of these four categories. And we said that we say this on Erev Shabbos Kodesh before we go into Mincha, as we're, so to speak, shedding the shackles of the week. And that's why it takes about 10 minutes to get to Ashrei in Chassidish Aminyan on Friday afternoon. And that journey is a journey of removing the shackles and coming to an acknowledgement of closeness to Hashem as we're moving from the Pulis Mishtanis to the Achdus HaPosh, going into Shabbos Kodesh. And we said that these four people, the ultimate technology that King David says at the end is V'yisboinenu Chasdei Hashem, that these are the ones that think about the kindness of God. And we said, what is kindness? Kindness is halacha. Because the Gemara told us that any rabbi that prevents his students from helping him, he's preventing the student from receiving kindness. Why? Because when he spends time with the Rebbe and the Tzaddik, so the Tzaddik is teaching him halacha. That's what the Gemara and the Maharsha said. He's receiving the halacha. That's the kindness. We said that King David was the ultimate one to speak about this because the halacha was like him all the time. He was the master of halacha. He was the greatest posek of all time. It's King David. And we said that David is appropriate to therefore say, this is the Chasdei Hashem, this is the kindness of Hashem. And we said, therefore, that makes us understand the Pasuk in Shmuel, when it said Hashem Imo, that Hashem is close to him, because King David was always saying thank you. And we said, that's why humanity gets hope in David, because King David is realigning all the Tzinoiris, the cosmic plumber, that all of existence should have blessing come down to the world. And King David is therefore pulling us into an experience of the world to come in this world. That's the blessings, the pleasures of the world to come through Tehillim. And specifically, say, if you could say all of Tehillim on Friday, at the Kaisel, it's brought down, a wondrous light will come into you. I hope we can all do that. Amen. We should be Zoicha Mamish to the Chasdei David. We should be Zoicha Mamish to know Halacha, to learn Halacha. We should be zoicha to the Shashua Olam Haba. We should be zoicha to go from Ayin to Aleph, to go from the 70 to the 1, to unify all the Pu'ulis Mishtanis, to come back to Shabbos Kodesh. The Ata Echad, the Shimcha Echad, Mikam Chayisah, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. We should be zoicha mamish to do Chazara like never before. We should be zoicha mamish to know Halacha, to have the Halicha. We should be zoicha mamish to once and for all see the great Tchias HaMesim. Should be Zoicha Mamish, the Tikka B'Shofar God, that King David himself is going to get up out of the ground on Har Tzion, V'yishpot as Har Esav. We're going to see a great, great king, a great, great man of Halacha return to the world and teach us the ways of Hashem. That Mashiach comes, we're going to have Mamish, David HaMelech, and we're going to welcome him right here to Eish HaTorah to give Shir. And we should be Zoicha Mamish once and for all to David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. He's alive and he's Kayim. Usually something which is alive is not so Kayim. You know, when something is alive, it's fresh. It's filled with energy. Something which is Kayim is old. It's like forever. Usually things that are old are not so fresh. Something that are fresh are not so Kayim. But King David is Chai V'Kayim. He's forever and he's fresh. King David is so Chai. We should be Zoicha Mamish to the Chai, to the Chayim Mamish, to the Chay Olam Haba, the Shashu Olam Haba, with Mashiach Tzidkenu, King David himself coming back, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'mherav Yemeinu. Amen. Amen.